o'clock hour, William Tausch, Jesse and Tausch, Jason on assignment. He'll be back on Wednesday of this week, returning from his staycation. I want to properly brand that for you, Tausch. The big news of the morning, Ed Policy will replace Mark Murphy as Packers president and CEO in July of 2025, announced just before we hit the air at 9 a.m. this morning. And so we're taking your responses, reflecting on the tenure of Mark Murphy as Packers president and CEO. And an interesting way to frame this. Now, normally on Mondays during the football season, we have our positives and negatives that we go through to review, you know, how the Packers performed, win or loss, in each game. Well, on our William Tausch Facebook page, where you should follow us, like us over there, you can also find the video stream there, too, every day. We have the question, what's been the biggest positive and negative of Mark Murphy's tenure as Packers president and CEO? Before we get to the responses, how would you answer that, Tausch?
The negative I've already went into. I think it's the kind of the handling of Ted at the end of his tenure and Mike McCarthy. I thought that whole operation was not handled well. I think Mark, it just wasn't. As far as his positive, I don't know if you could have a bigger positive than hoisting the Lombardi Trophy down in Dallas, because everybody acts like that was like some foregone conclusion. You had to make the decision, along with Ted, on moving forward without Brett Favre and handing the keys to your organization over to Aaron Rodgers. They did that, and they executed it, and a championship is won. There's no other higher thing. But with that said, I bet if I asked Mark Murphy what his favorite or best move as this operation goes, I'm guessing he's going to say it's hiring Brian Gutekunst. That is what I would think, because that was his move. It was his decision. He decided to change the power structure, and he also decided to let Brian Gutekunst do his job and bring Jordan Love in and replace Aaron Rodgers. And I think that move is probably going to be Mark Murphy's favorite, and it's all because he hired Brian Gutekunst.
More so than moving on to Aaron Rodgers, more so than hiring Matt LaFleur.
I don't think that was because he wasn't here when Aaron was drafted. For as much as you want to say you need to be selfless in these jobs, you know egos are always in play, and guys are just like Kobe and Shaq when they're saying, well, who's really responsible? And it's great when you're winning, but I think from Mark's standpoint, that was Ted's decision, moving on. This was his decision, and his decision looks like it. If they could somehow win a championship this year to send Mark out, then it's a no-brainer to me. But I think that move of hiring Goody and then in turn hiring Matt LaFleur and making this transition, I think is going to be more meaningful to him than winning a world championship with Aaron Rodgers.
Let's check some of the positive and negative responses on Facebook. I think that's fascinating that you say that.
Well, how would you argue with that?
I think when I think Mark Murphy, I think business. I don't think Brian Gutekunst getting hired.
For as great as it is to develop Title Town and to do all this great business stuff, and it is impressive. I'm not taking anything away from him. There's a lot of people that have great developments and do that. Not a lot of people can win a world championship or make moves that will lead to a world championship. There's only 32 of those gigs. There's a million developers. There's a million people that could piece land together. And by the way, when you have the Packers brand, I still am given a ton of credit, but on the field stuff always matters more, because without it, none of this other stuff counts.
But I feel like we have other people to give that credit to. Mike McCarthy, Aaron Rodgers, Ted Thompson, Brian Gutekunst. You have them to give the credit for.
But when you're the architect and you're the brain trust behind making those moves, it's pretty impressive. Those guys aren't in those positions without him. Just like you could say Barry Alvarez and Pat Richter and Shalala. Shalala hired Pat Richter. Pat Richter hired Barry Alvarez. It's all a domino effect. But if you don't make those moves, you don't know how it goes. And the fact that Mark Murphy, tough decisions to fire a Super Bowl winning coach mid-season, that's a hard decision. I don't think it was the right to do it at that time. Oh, you can go through all that. But when you make and get rid of Ted, when you do all of those things and it works, that's a heck of a lot more powerful than building a sledding hill. It just is.
checking some of the positives and negatives on the Wilde and Tausch Facebook page here. Mike, positive, Lambo renovations and additional revenue streams.
For sure.
No That's doubt about it.
Yep, I agree.
Negative, not using those revenue streams to have a better core team when Rodgers was QB1.
I couldn't disagree more.
Why?
Because it's not like they weren't spending money. It was. Did they have a ton of salary cap space every year? They didn't. Because they don't go out and sign splashy free agents every season. You know who does that? Washington. How are they doing? Dallas did that in the day. Chicago does that. It's not a winning formula. Sprinkle. Sprinkle. Don't flood. You flood, crops go bad. You sprinkle, they grow. Sprinkle.
Farmer Tausch weighing in. Al on the Facebook comments. His biggest positive for Mark Murphy's tenure, the winning culture and team. A lot of winning done during Mark Murphy's tenure.
I don't know how anybody argues. And again, the disappointment of not winning another championship, I'm sure Mark Murphy will tell you that. But all an organization can do is give its coaches and players the resources to win. And there's no place that has better resources than the Green Bay. But there's just not. And when you factor all of that in, and you still look at this and say, how many opportunities did they have to win on the field? It's a ton. Mark Murphy isn't going to recover an onside kick. Mark Murphy's not going to go for a field goal down 8. Like, there's just things that you're in position. You have a home game and COVID to go to another championship. You're up 16. Like, I think we all put a little too much on that piece of it. Players got to play. Coaches got to coach. General manager's got to acquire. He put them in all these positions, and they should have had a couple more championships out of it, but they didn't. And is that on Mark Murphy? No, it's not.
Was that a song you were quoting, or is that like a mantra?
Have you not heard the song, Players Gonna Play?
I've heard that one.
So then I just added coaches.
General manager's gotta acquire. That's,
what else do general managers do?
I don't remember.
Scout.
Al's negative. The Packers seem, and we've heard this from one of our fans that called in earlier, Packers seem more removed from their core fans than ever before.
That to me, and I wonder how many fans feel the way that. Obviously, yeah, there's a bunch of people that Al and some other folks that have tweeted in, text in. That is definitely real. Fans say that, and I think you could make a really good argument that it is just more corporate. Like, it used to be, you go down and have a coffee with the seamstress, and it just was a smaller vibe. And all of a sudden, now you go to the Christmas party, you got thousands of employees because they've grown. And if you don't grow, I'm telling you right now, fans will be like, I haven't made any revenue. And they're not. You can't pay Jordan Love 200 some million guarantees if you ain't pumping up the revenue. And sometimes that comes at the fans' expense. My argument is it doesn't have to in all cases. You're actually cutting off your nose to spite your face, to quote the great Larry Bechtel. That was a quote. When you don't want fans at something real OTA, and then they're going to go up and, I got to go. Oh, Jair waved to me. I'm going to go buy 3 jerseys. Yeah, that's business. What the hell are you doing? That's a fair criticism.
Al's points that he shares in that elaboration, allowing season ticket holders to sell all their tickets, prices high, and raising concessions.
You can't. What are you going to take away? Free will? good luck.
Apparently Al wants to. Last one in the Facebook comments from Jeff, how he'll remember Mark Murphy's tenure with 13 months to go, Ed Policy taking over. Jeff says, the opposite of Bob Harlan at dealing with all facets of public relations, but a success at the business side. He did a lot of great work at Titletown and securing the upcoming NFL draft in Green Bay, which I think is a great way for Murphy to go out, by the way.
Yeah,
with the
Mark
draft
Murphy's tenure is going out with a big old cherry on top, as long as the draft goes well, which I know Domofsky was nervous about, and a lot of people, but yeah, Mark Murphy is a very successful. Like, Mike McCarthy kept saying he's a highly successful NFL head coach, which is true. Mark Murphy is a highly successful NFL owner, which is also true. That doesn't mean he was perfect, but he was highly successful. And if he wins another championship, that goes next level with success. And to do it with this group, I would venture to say it will be so much more meaningful to him than the first one.
We've got some more responses. We'll continue to comb through coming up next, including a certain South Dakota correspondent.
Jay Wolf. We got to get to Jay Wolf.
We'll get to Jay Wolf. We'll get to a certain Jackrabbit maybe weighing in. So that's all still to come as we reflect on Mark Murphy's tenure as Packers president and CEO Ed Policy to take over in July of 2025. That's the big news of the morning. Tausch, we raise a Coors Light to celebrate Mark Murphy's accomplishments.
Indeed, we do. Coors Light is brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Make sure those mountains. It's going to be hot again. I know we've been getting pounded with rain, but it's going to be hot this week. And make sure those cold-activated bottles and cans are blue. That's when you know it's chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand. When I need a moment to chill, celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
And the more we talk about Mark Murphy, the less we have to talk about Tausch's poor experience with his baseball tournament in Muskego this weekend. So we get to avoid that.
We didn't have an experience, but I do have a qualm and a question that I'll ask. And I'm not sure when we're going to do it, but it's you're a Muskegean. You're going to have to defend your Muskegonites.
Always dicey when I'm the voice of the people. We'll get to that at some point. But more of your responses looking back on the tenure of Mark Murphy as Packers president and CEO. Straight ahead, Jesse and Tausch on Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio. In my eyes, love in my soul.
Nervous when we do stuff like this because it makes it sound like somebody died.
No, it's good. Part of the deal. I've always said that when I was retired by the NFL, and for 97% of us, this is such a big part of your life that it is like a death. And I'm sure Mark Murphy, he's got a ton of stuff. He bought a golf course. You know, I'm sure he's got other stuff that he'll be able to do. But when you leave a prominent role, whether it's a player, coach, executive, people are going to thank you and they will speak to you like you've passed. And because part of your life has passed. And for as long as I live, there will be a, you know, you can have kids and family and all that stuff is absolutely great. But there will be a Green Bay Packer 2000 to 2010. That will always be a part of your moniker. And you can either run from it, or you could say this is a part of, this is something I'm really proud of, put a lot of time, effort, and work into it, and enjoy it. But the same thing happened when guys would get cut or leave. We'd end up having a conversation about how much we missed or whatever it was, and we'd have to remind ourselves, hey, they're not dead. So it's kind of par for the course.
The response is continuing to roll in. Again, the big news of the morning. Ed Policy will succeed Mark Murphy as Packers president and CEO in July 2025.
He needs to give his nickname Open Door. Ed Open Door Policy. That needs to be his nickname, needs to be Open Door.
All right, for the remainder of the show, when we move on from remembering Mark Murphy's tenure, we will take nicknames for Ed Policy.
Well, there ain't going to be a better one than Open Door. You're not getting a better one.
How will you remember Mark Murphy's tenure as Packers president and CEO? Responses on the Wildy and Tausch Twitter feed. Before I get to some of the real ones, there are a bunch of people who are simply responding with the picture of Mark Murphy going down the sledding hill that became the iconic image of his tenure, and I understand why people are sharing that.
I didn't have a problem with it. I know Jason said Bob Harlan would have had his grandkid go down, and we want these guys to be real. Mark Murphy was a serious businessman. He obviously ran a multi-billion dollar operation up there. But he also wanted to have a little fun. And it's something when the Packers would lose, and you know, people are going to throw arrows. That's just how it goes. And I did have a problem. It's a partner. He was obviously excited about the expansion over there. And he went down a tube hill. I like it. I don't have a problem with it at all.
So, some of the other responses that are rolling in. Wisco Nation had a contender pretty much every season, brought a Super Bowl trophy home, and gave us Titletown. Very successful tenure. for Mark Murphy. Yeah,
exactly. No, very successful.
Ross, on the other side, wasted tremendous talent with bad coaching, bad GMs, and unwillingness to sign impactful free agents, specifically on offense. Which part of that do you want to tear apart first?
Bad GMs. Ted Thompson won a championship and brought in a ton of talent, had teams that were championship caliber up until about 15. And then obviously things started happening, and I think that is the worst part of Mark Murphy's tenure, is that era where I don't think they had a full grasp of what was going on. That, to me, is the worst of the Mark Murphy era. And outside of that, I don't know how you could say it's bad GMing. Like, I couldn't disagree more. And you can make an argument, well, he didn't keep enough wideouts around, or the offenses were always top 10. They were in position. You had a Hall of Fame quarterback. I just fundamentally disagree with almost everything that he just said.
If you're watching on the video stream, let's get this text back up. Riley Yauch producing today with us in the Everlight Solar Studio. We barely heard anything from him because we've been so occupied reviewing Mark Murphy's
tenure. You think he's happy about that, or do you think he...
Well, you had a bachelor party this weekend,
I did.
Right?
I did.
I think he's probably okay with it. Okay.
Yeah, I was planning on bringing that up in Will Riley. I don't really have anything pertinent or super insightful to say about Ed Policy
Dynamite
or
drop in, Riley.
Mark
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Just show us the text from Tausch's guy, Jay Wolf, here.
I can do that.
So Jay Wolf in Portage weighing in on the text line. My thought on Mark Murphy, I'm assuming, not Tausch, was that he was an acquired taste. The more success he had, the more endearing he became, and his quirks were more amusing than annoying. That's actually, I think, pretty insightful from Jay Wolf in Portage.
Yeah, I can understand that. I think he,
kind of like Aaron Rodgers, honestly.
I think Mark Murphy wanted to be folksy when he could, but he is someone that played in the NFL, wants to be viewed as a businessman. He did his job at Northwestern, and I think wanted to flip the Packers from being more of a small town business operation to a behemoth. And he's accomplished that. Now, whether or not fans are happy about that, that's up for you to decide. But in today's NFL, if you want to compete, and the Packers do, you better be bringing in monster revenue locally. They're doing that. And they're doing it in a big way. And Mark Murphy is the driver of that, and he deserves credit.
Text from a 920, one word for marketing Murphy, which I don't know if that's a pun or a autocorrect or not, but it's pretty good, I think, if it isn't. Talented. Mark Murphy made the team a lot of money, and the Packers, it takes talent to empty the pockets of the owners that he appreciates so much while simultaneously giving them less and less access to the team.
Yeah, the
so
access thing is something
harsh criticism.
I think Ed Policy needs to look at that, and it doesn't need to be completely open door. It doesn't have to do that, but I definitely think they need to reevaluate some of their policies on fan engagement during, especially in the offseason. Like, come on. That needs to be looked at.
Have you ever seen the show What About Bob?
It's a movie.
Okay.
It's a great movie.
Shows
yeah.
you where I'm at. Matt and Franklin. Mark Murphy is the doctor from What About Bob.
That's Richard Dreyfuss.
He purchased a lake house in Door County when my parents were about to purchase the same lake house, but he offered up more money. But I'm sure he's a nice man, Matt and Franklin.
So Matt's family got snubbed out of a lake house because of Mark Murphy. So
apparently,
he's probably a little irritated with him. I don't know what to say. Real estate's
a
tricky
specific,
game.
That's a very specific instance.
I get it. Hey, you don't have to like him. I get it.
I mean, I found out that Becca and I bought the house thanks to Stacy Bruner and Eirik and the great teams that we were working with at Nations Lending and with Bruner Realty. We bought a house in Sun Prairie 2 years ago. We found out a month or two later that our general manager here, Tom Olson, was looking at the same house. Now he's gone. He left town. He couldn't get our house, so I guess he left.
Sounds like a hell of a story.
Same deal as Matt and Franklin with the Lego. Last one before we move on, and it goes to Jack Rabbit Mama. Always great to hear from Jackrabbit Mama. She texts in, I didn't always agree with Mark Murphy, but what I do know, really, he is also, he
What?
Reading's difficult sometimes.
He also seemed human and normal because he made verbal mistakes but just kept moving forward. So I think I think Jackrabbit Mama actually brings up a great point.
He's a complicated fella.
Mark, you look at presidents and owners of NFL teams all around the league, and they seem like they're superhuman at times. Like Robert Kraft, I think, seems superhuman. He's like elevated into this league of his own.
Yeah, unless he's down at Florida.
Jerry Jones seems like
Jerry
he's superhuman.
Jones, unless he's on his head. No, they're not. They're all humans with monster egos. Okay? So I think you should pause if you're thinking that way. They're not superhuman. They're rich, okay? And they make a ton of mistakes. And by the way, how good is Bob Kraft as an owner when he doesn't have Belichick and Tom Brady? We'll find out. Because now his kid is in there running it, and they're a hot mess. Now they got Elliott Wolf in there. So I think we over-glamorize these guys. It's about hiring the right people. And being successful in business does not mean that you're going to be some whale as a owner. We've seen it numerous times that it's not the case. It's the people that will check their ego and not be about them, but hire good people and go about your business. That's who's successful. Mark Murphy did that.
Maybe Matt Coonan summarizes it better. I'll remember Murphy as a really effective president, a communicator with a lot to be desired, and a really bad comedian.
I can't argue with a ton of that. I think he's used to, I'll say this, he's used to getting the applause regardless if it's warranted. Fair? I think that's fair.
That might be fair, yes. Tell us about Quick Trip.
It's the summer and there's nothing quite like a stop at Quick Trip. While I'm on the road getting an ice cold refreshing drink, like an ice cold Coke. And this summer, just got a whole lot cooler with Quick Trip and Coca-Cola. Play the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tap game daily this summer in your Quick Rewards app. I'm telling you, I have loved my Quick Rewards app. I think I'm 15 cents off on my next round of fuel because I'm going in. I'm getting the visits, doing it. And now you can enter a weekly winner drawing where Quick Trip is giving away $500,000 this
Woo-hoo!
Summer. 10 weekly winners get 25K. Matter of fact, I was pumping gas the other day. I saw somebody from, I think, Oliva Strum won. Don't quote me on that. 25K. So it's already going. One final week winner gets 250K. 500 grand given away just for playing the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab game on the Quick Rewards app. You can even earn extra chances to win by using your Quick Rewards every time you purchase Coke, Monster Energy, Powerade, Body Armor, Smart Water, or Core Power Elite products. Download the Quick Rewards app today. See quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for full details.
Uh-oh, I got logged out of my app. I got to log in. I don't remember what my password is. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
I wanted to play my game here right when you did the read. I can't figure out what my login is. Shoot. All right, we'll switch gears. We'll get away from Mark Murphy and Ed Polisine being named his successor. There was some other big news on the Green Bay Packers front this weekend. QB1 is engaged. We'll talk about Jordan Love's big news coming up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
All right, I don't want to be mean, but I'm going to be.
Jordan Love has succeeded in doing something Aaron Rodgers hasn't during his tenure as the Green Bay Packers quarterback. Got engaged.
How does that mean?
Because I don't like people say, oh, you're making fun of Aaron Rodgers.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers was engaged. So that's actually
that's
not true.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I don't want to be mean, but that was really.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. All right.
Yeah,
forgot he was engaged. I forgot about it. Jordan Love gets engaged over the weekend in Tuscany. That's fun. You saw the picture on Instagram?
I did, yeah.
It's gorgeous.
No, happy for Jordan.
Beautiful.
I know he has been with her for a while. And
Ronica.
Yeah, I think so. With Vinny and Eric this morning on Wisconsin's Morning News, they were asking, like, is it good, or, you know, from a team standpoint? And I said, from a fan standpoint, I think you want stability in your life when you're having a job like quarterback, where a lot of people pulling at you and a lot of things can get a little bit sideways. It doesn't mean you have to be married or anything like that. But I think, especially when you get into that mid-20s, upper 20s, Bill Parcells always said you don't want to be a Hollywood quarterback. A lot less likely to be Hollywood when you're married and if you have a kid. Life changes, and typically changes for the better. So I think while it's none of our business, you understand that it is going to be our business, because anything quarterback related, Packer fans, fans of the NFL, are always going to be intrigued. That's just how it goes. And I like that Jordan and Ronica put it out on social media. They didn't have to, but they did. And by all accounts, everybody's fired up and excited for them. And I think that'll be nothing but positive. When you have your life, Barry Alvarez used to always say, you can control how you play on the field. You can't have a ton of other things off of it. You can't be out on the field thinking about parking tickets or anything even menial. You want all of your focus to be where you're at. And when you have a partner that has seen you, especially when you're low and when you're not the person, not the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers or $300 million, you know that you have somebody that's in your camp that's got your back. That's a powerful thing, and I think that's why I think Packer fans, again, we shouldn't care. We shouldn't even be talking about it, but I get it. That's why I think Packer fans should be excited, because I think it's a really good thing.
I think it's awesome, yeah. What do you think of the overseas engagement? Because I said the year that we got engaged, we went to Mexico in February. I proposed in May. And I said I didn't want to travel internationally with, like, that ring's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to travel internationally and risk losing that thing in luggage or whatever the case may be. Like, I was even
don't want to lose that thing.
I was nervous flying. You're right. Yeah, I was nervous flying with it even to Washington D.C. with
you
it
got
as
your
a carry-on.
You don't want to be losing that thing with Pookie.
No. What do you think of the international engagement, making a spectacle out of it?
I'm always interested in how people approach this. You want it to be special, but do you need it to be, like, over-the-top special? You want it to be a memorable thing that you and your significant other are always going to appreciate. Can it be just a normal, everyday deal? It can. It feels like most people want to do the big gesture. That's what we did. I think that's what you did. I don't know how Youngster's going along with his gal. I don't know if that's the road he's going to go down, but that's the way Jordan Love decided to do it. And I'll tell you what, we were in Tuscany this last spring. It's about as beautiful a place as you're going to find. Rolling hills and wineries and vineyards and countryside. It's great. Old, ancient buildings. Cool picture, cool memory. So I think that's the way most people go, is they want that big gesture to let that person know how much they love them.
I think, yeah, traveling and doing it at a unique place that's memorable or iconic or special to you as a couple is always, like, I think one of the best ways to go. But I have also heard the engagement stories of, like, that we had an old teammate here at ESPN Madison, Chris Oldak, the way that he proposed to his wife, which I thought was incredible. They played games on it. They played card games. Like, that was their thing. They always played cards together. So he shuffled up the deck and dealt out "Will You Marry Me" as the four cards.
That's fun.
As his proposal. I thought really that was fun. An amazing engagement.
I don't think there's a right or wrong way. It's about understanding who you are, what your spouse likes, and you go about it. So I think it's awesome for Jordan. It's, you know, they've been together for a while, from my understanding, but make no mistake about it. I could give two rips about all of that. I want him to play good football. What's going to allow him to be a great quarterback for the Packers? The other stuff, I hope great things for him. I hope all of their dreams come true, and I hope that parlays itself into him being a good player, because if we're being honest, that's what we really care about. All of the other stuff is secondary when it comes to being a Packer fan.
Why has Aaron Rodgers' love life been so scrutinized compared to Jordan Love's? Is it just because he's been with different significant others over his time, and he like had the Packers fans will say like, oh, it's he's when he plays when he's single, he was better than when he was in relationships with people. Like that was a thing that people paid attention to, and it was a narrative for
people
a portion of time.
People care about the quarterback's personal life because they're. You talked about being superhuman or superheroes. That's how we view quarterbacks. And I think there's a part of us that are always intrigued. Oh, he's dating this model. Oh, he's dating her. Oh, my God. And you're intrigued by it, and especially if they share what it is. But it makes – I think, again, it comes back to how can you be as focused and as you know, narrow-minded about playing football if you can have the other parts of your life dialed in. I think that helps. Doesn't mean that's for everybody. Some people love chaos, and some people love all that. Again, as fans, all we should really care about is how they play ball. We shouldn't care about the other stuff, but I can't tell fans what they should care about and what they shouldn't. I can only go off of what I think. Am I going to read it, and am I going to be interested when I see it? Yes. But in the grand scheme of things, it's none of my dang business. And if you choose to share that, great. I'm all in. If you don't, great. How are you going to play ball? That's what I care about. And trying to delve into Aaron Rodgers' love life, you go for that, man. I am out on that.
One text here from Jerry Odd in Canton, Ohio. He's on a roll this morning. I can only assume Aaron Rodgers missed mandatory minicamp because he was so busy helping plan Jordan Love's engagement trip overseas. We know that Aaron Rodgers was traveling. Someone had to take the picture for the engagement, right? You got to plant the photographer. I had a photographer planted for when I did my proposal back in 2019.
Yeah, I don't think that's where
you don't think Rodgers was taking the picture?
No, I don't. But yeah. I do like the fact that Aaron was a good leader for Jordan and helped him on the football field. It looks as if there's a lot of things that Jordan is going to do his own way, which just like Ed Policy will do things his own way, that's the way it should be. Take the good, you take the bad, and that's a fact. That's the facts of life. I don't know the rest of that song. You guys have no clue?
No idea.
You guys are not helping at all today.
Well,
you take the good, you take the bad, the facts of life.
What is it from?
It's from the facts of life.
Okay. What's the facts of life?
Okay.
This is
I get
when
it.
Your
hey,
references
it's on
are the
me.
Facts
it's
of life.
Old,
in Dallas.
I understand.
What? This all over again.
But my point is, when you're in a leadership role, you're an assistant coach. You're not going to do. You need to be authentically you. Jordan seems to be that, but he can take the good, he can take the bad, and that will become his facts of life.
J.R. Ewing.
No, I don't think JR was in the facts of life. I don't remember exactly who was. But I'll tell you this. They should go to Fleet Farm. Yep, if you're looking to register, get some gifts for Jordan and Ronica. Fleet Farm has all the deals. And over this weekend at Fleet Farm, stop in. Shop everyday deals on all your go-to pet supplies. Could save on healthy food, treats, and everyday essentials for your dog or cat from top brands. I got to get Old Boy's number, my new trout fishing buddy. Going to be out trout fishing. I got to make sure I got all my gear. That's where I go all for all of my fishing stuff. The poles, the licenses, et cetera, et cetera. Fleet Farm is where I go. Head on over there. It has been serving the Midwest since 1954.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. We should have done a Fleet Farm registry for our wedding. With all the amount of stuff when we moved into our house that we wanted to go to Fleet Farm and pick up and make improvements and everything, like Fleet Farm would have been an incredible spot to have a registry. That's awesome. Jordan Love should definitely consider that. It is time now, as we recap Jordan Love's busy weekend getting engaged in Italy, for the weekend recap for Wildy and Tausch Trivia. The sports weekend recap. Caller 10, of course, in honor of Jordan Love. 844-770.
I missed what happened in Game 7 of the NHL last night. I don't know what.
Oh, they didn't play it last night,
Tausch. Oh, they didn't.
They're playing tonight, Game 7.
What a smart move. Not playing on a Sunday, playing on Monday.
We'll let you rant about the NHL. You know, House of the Dragon was on last night on HBO Max. If you missed it, you got to stay out of the way for that. 844. Riley has no idea what we're referencing. For those of you who were with us last Monday.
So just wait. He doesn't know any of the news stuff. He doesn't know the facts of life. Probably doesn't know J.R. Ewing.
He doesn't know House of the Dragon.
How does he know?
Not much, apparently.
Okay.
UFC. I know there was a big UFC fight this week.
There was. Conor McGregor busted his foot, and he can't play.
Robert Whittaker knocked out Ikram Aliskerov. No one else watched that? No one?
Caller 10, 844-770-3776.
I just keep seeing Tua Tagovailoa on my Twitter feed. I don't understand. I'm trying to figure that out.
That is something else, and we will
and
talk
AJ about Hawk. I'm not explaining that. AJ Hawk and Tua are all over my Twitter feed.
We will not address that. Caller 10 for trivia is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Mm-hmm. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never sees.
That's an old pro. I just told Jesse, I said, O'Reilly's new, he's young, he's green, got to come back with facts of life. He's like, well, he's taking trivia calls, trying to kind of set you up that it's no big deal. Never a doubt you were going
to
do that.
I appreciate that. Had to. No choice.
I'm trying to think who the characters were in Facts of Life.
I never saw it.
I know you guys have no clue. I want to say Blanche, but I think that might be Golden Girls.
That's Golden Girls for sure.
Yeah. Valerie Bertinelli, I believe, is a part of the Facts of Life.
I mean, in IMDb search, I can get you at least some of the answers to this. But again,
You know what? I've never watched the show. Like, I couldn't. Obviously, I can't tell you any of the characters, but I remember the song.
It's from 1979.
I remember this song coming up because we'd say, "Oh, that's just the facts of life," and then, "Oh, you take the good." And obviously, I couldn't remember the third lyric to it.
Blanche.
I thought it was Blanche. It's Blair.
Blair. Yeah, Dorothy.
Dort. Dorothy.
Natalie.
Natalie, I believe, is Valerie Bertinelli.
No. But I don't.
Was Valerie Bertinelli in it?
I'm not seeing Valerie Bertinelli.
Now that I think about it, I don't know how old she is in real life. 1977.
79.
That shoot had been really young.
Time now for trivia, which is not at all about the facts of life. It is the sports weekend recap. Once again, not created by me, Riley Yauch, providing the three questions for today's trivia. Let's welcome in today's contestant.
Greg Cosell. Oh, I was going to say Greg Cosell is now calling for trivia.
You're looking at the behind-the-scenes thing on the video stream that else sees at all.
I understand. It's not Greg Cosell is what I'm saying.
Not Greg Cosell. Jim in Madison is today's trivia contestant. Jim, good morning. How you doing on this Monday?
It's Tim. I'm doing good.
Oh, Tim with a T.
Just wait, you put Jim?
You know, when you're driving in the car, there's some background noise. I've been in Riley's shoes. You hear a J, you think a T, the facts of life. I understand.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you know, that does make more sense, though. Part of his email is his full name, Timothy, and I wrote down Jimothy, and I was like, oh, that's an interesting name.
So you thought his name was Jimothy?
Yeah.
He said, Jimothy?
I swear it said Jim. Or I heard Jim.
All right,
sorry
Tim.
About that, Tim. Timmy and Jimmy, or Jim and Tim. I never heard of a Jimothy.
Jimothy would
there
be a
may
new
be
one.
Some Jimothys out there. You never know.
I don't think there are.
Tim, you try to defend Riley and give him the benefit of the doubt of this, and this is what happens. Question one for the sports weekend recap. Which Canadian team, after trailing 3-0 in the Stanley Cup Finals, has won three straight to force Game 7 tonight, not last night like Tausch would have wanted
Dragons.
To watch on Sunday night?
I think it's the Dragons.
The Edmonton Oilers, the Vancouver Canucks, or the Minnesota Wild? Tim?
The Edmonton Oilers.
That is the Oilers. Tausch, you want to rant now about why they're not playing this game last night?
No, I don't understand. Oh, I know, Game 7. You can adjust things. Like, things don't have to just say, oh, this. No.
So when the good-paying people who want to go to, Miami Gardens or wherever this thing is, to watch the Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers in one of the most hyped hockey games of all time taking place tonight.
Yep.
When they sell the tickets months in advance.
They don't sell them months in advance.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
You can buy your postseason tickets available. If you're a Panthers fan, postseason tickets now available.
You'd much rather go on a Sunday night than a Monday night.
You buy like the Brewers when they were in the World Series in 2011. I still
Timothy,
have a ticket
would you rather
stub.
Go to a Packer game on a Sunday night or a Monday night?
Sunday night.
Thank you.
Of course everyone's going to prefer Sunday night.
Go to the next question. I don't want to fight
in
front of Timothy.
When you've done it in advance, people are going to take vacation time tomorrow to do this ahead of time. The TV schedules
are
all in place.
You understand that there was, about a week ago, there was a thought it was going to be a four-game sweep and there was not going to be a game seven?
Yes.
Okay. So, but you just keep saying they plan it months in advance. No, they don't. They don't even know they're going to make the playoffs.
Dates of the NBA Finals dates were set months in advance.
Let's not fight in front of Tim.
Question two, Tim. Which golfer won the Travelers Championship on Sunday afternoon in a sudden-death playoff? Was it Tom Kim, Bryson DeChambeau, or Scottie Scheffler?
Scottie Scheffler.
Sure was.
God, he wins everything. If he doesn't get arrested, he is really good.
And the police did run out on the 18th
green. I saw that. I wonder if he got a little spooked. What the hell did I do now?
Question three, Tim, for a chance to get us off to a start for a perfect week. This one is not as easy. On Sunday evening, which South American team did the United States men's national team defeat in their Copa America opener?
No clue on
Tausch
this one.
Tausch is shaking his head.
I don't have a clue on this one.
Is it Bolivia, Argentina, or Peru?
C.
C is the guess?
Again? I'm guessing it's soccer.
It is soccer, yes. On Sunday evening, which South American team did the United States men's national team defeat in the Copa America opener? Copa America is a soccer tournament which takes place between teams from North America, South America, and Central America. Did they play Bolivia, Argentina, or Peru?
Bolivia.
Bolivia is the guess. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, Tim. Nicely done. A perfect 3 out of 3, all 4 entries for our ESPN Wisconsin prize pack drawing.
The only thing we got wrong there is his name. Everything else was perfect.
Nicely done. Tim, Jimothy, whatever your name may be, we hope you have a great week.
You as well. Thank you.
I think Tim was mad at you, Riley.
Maybe
I
a little
blame
bit.
Him for being irritated.
For the record, I think Jimothy would be a great name. So,
well, if things keep progressing with you and your bride to be, maybe that
never
might
know.
Be something you can think about.
The first child, Jimothy Yauch. You got the JJ
soft,
right there.
Silent J.
Jimothy Yauch.
Jimothy Yauch.
That's
I'm starting
idea.
To come around on that. Good idea. And put a silent L, like Yama, in the middle. Jimothy Yama Yauch.
There you go.
Triple
J. What a great nickname. Triple J?
Just call him Trip. There you go.
All kinds of options.
Nicknames galore.
Yauch. Yauchster.
844-770-3776 is your way into the show. We're reflecting on the tenure of Mark Murphy. The big news of the morning, Ed Policy will succeed Mark Murphy in July of 2025 as Packers president and CEO. Jordan Love succeeded Aaron Rodgers as QB1 in Green Bay. Not only did he get engaged over the weekend, he's still on the cusp of that potential big contract extension here coming up. And some interesting insight comparing Jordan Love to another star quarterback in the National Football League earlier today on Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio. Tausch heard it. We're going to see what stood out to him about this commentary coming up in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere. The 11 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch is straight ahead. Stick around.